Alien Mamados of Vishnam Ratabis Bene Israel, my Kamar, Hachi Kamar, Alien Mamados, so my Tam Tikni Mamados of Vishnam Ratabis Bene Israel, the Marat of the Amos Karbani Lachmin Ishai, Hey Ach Karbano Shaladam Kari, we know Amid Al Kabov, like we talked about the Ramban and Vayikra, his Kinu Nevi and Marishon, and Messin Varba Mishmaros, Alko Mishmar, Mishmar, Yamamad Birushalayim, Shakohanim, Levim Israel, then Yezman Mishmar Lalos, Kohanim Levim Olos, Lirushalayim, Tener Rabban and Essin Varba Mishmaros, Beretz Yisrael, Ushtemis Rabbi Yericho. So Ushtemis Rabbi Yericho, Nefishon Lutumba. So that would make 36. So Ushtemis Rabbi Yericho, right to the east of Yerushalayim, a quick journey, Malei Adumim. Higia Zman HaMishmar Lalos, Chatzi HaMishmar Yolo Meretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, V'chatzi HaMishmar Yolo Meyericho, Kedei Shiesapko Mayom HaMazon Lachem Sheb Yerushalayim. Sounds like the Kfarim, Magdim Liyam Baknisa. So Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Kohanim Levim Yisrael, Me'akivin, as a carbon, you need representation from all sectors of the Jewish people. Masni Satan Reb Shimon Lazar Omer Kohanim Levim Ukle Shir Me'akvin as a carbon. V'maykam Evli Mar Savar Ikar Shira Bepeh Umar Savar Ikar Shira Bechli. So that's what we were discussing the other day. So Amar Chama Barguya Merav Moshe Tikin LeYisrael Shmona Mishmaros. This is a evolving takana. Arba Me'Lazar Arba Me'Tamar. Bashmol Vamidan Al Sheshes Reba David, so he expanded it even further, one further iteration, plus 8. Vamidan Al Eshim Ve'arba Shenemar, so Pasik and Devei Ayom, and Mishnas Arbaim Malchus David, very end. Nidrashu Vayimtsa Bahem, Gibor Echayel Beyazar Gilad, so Mese Moshe Tikin Le Yisrael, Shmona Mishmaros, Arba Melazar Arba Mitamar, but David Ushmuel, sounds like they did it together into the three stages, two stages. Vamidan Al Eshim Ve'arba Shenemar, Hema Yistav Shmuel Haroeh Bemunasam. So Hachi Kamar Miyisodel Shel David Shmuel Haramati Hamidim Al Esrim Ve'Arba. So Tani Idach Moshe Tiyam LeYisrael Sheish Esrei Mishmaros. At different traditions, Shmona Me'Elazar Shmona Me'Itamar. Chsherabu Bnei Elazar Al Bnei Itamar Chilkum Hamidim Al Esrim Ve'Arba. So they took the Bnei Elazar and they divided them again. Sounds like genetics, and they were left with 24. Shenemar. Vayimtsu bnei Elazar Rabin the Roshei Agibarim bnei Itamar Vayichakum bnei Elazar Roshim bnei Savo Shisha Asad bnei Itamar bnei Savo Sam Shmona Vayomer bnei Savecha Rachuz la Elazar Vayachuz Achuz li Itamar Mayvom Erev Chisema Ki Yechid Nefishi bnei Elazar Hachanami Nefishi bnei Itamar, that they had experienced equal population growth. It's not true. So the population of Itamar stayed constant. Shmona Meikara Arba Havum. Okay. Tatashma Besav Echad Achuz Lazar Bachuz Achuz Litamar Tiyufta the Rav Chama Bar Gurya. So it sounds like this is a kash against Rav Chama Bar Gurya's original comment that it was a three-stage takana. So I'm the Rav Chama Bar Gurya. It's a machlokes atanoim. Ivana damir kaitana da amar shmona. So I hold like the one who says that Moshe only did 8 and not more than that. So Tana Rabban and Arba Mishmaros Alumina Gola Ve'eluhein Yedaya. Chiryam Pashchor V'Imer. So only 4 of the Mishmaros came back. So by the way, Yehoyariv was typically the first. So Am the Neviim Shebeinayim V'Chilkum V'Amidum Al Esrim V'Arba. So they wanted to maintain this number of 24, which is kind of interesting. And they said, "Oh, so here's what we're going to do." Bilalum Minasam Bekalpi. So they made 24, you know, blank pieces of paper. Bayadaya, one of the families, Minato Chalko Vechelek Chaverov Shesh. So he took 6 of them. Balcharia Minato Chalko Vechelek Chaverov Shesh, Vechain Pashchor, Vechain Imar, Vechain Hisnu Nevim Shebeneihem, is interesting. Shafilu Yeho Yarev, Rosh Mishmaros Ola, Lo Yidcha Yadayim Mekoba, Yadayi Ikar, Yeho Yarev Tafelo. Not an obvious point at all. So they said that even if we would rediscover the family of Yehoyariv, they would not revert to their original place. So just like we say, Kedusha Shnia, that was Kitchala Sidlavo. It's like the Kedusha Shnia, when the Kohanim came back from the Gola, so there was a reconfiguration of the Mishmaros, and even if Yehoyariv came back, we would say, Avaryomo Batal Karbano, you can't be the first again. So what's really interesting about this is this idea of the Mishmaros Kahuna. That's a din d'oraisa, right? Tishmeru lahakriv levim oado. But it's like a misan hakasav l'chachamim. So Moshe, and then Shmuel, and David, and then you have Ezra getting involved. So like in every generation, you have to have representation, but who it is not so fixed in stone. I think that's what the Gemara is saying here. So if Yehoyariv would come back, So he doesn't necessarily have kedimas. He wouldn't have kedimas, in fact, over Yedaya. So Yisrael Shabbos and Mishra Miskansin about Reyim Vekarim Aisa Bereshis. We're not even on Rabbi Yaakov Baracham Rav Asi. El Malay Ma Mother Sol His Kaim Misham Vayaret Shem Nam Rabbi Yaakov Shalim Kim Abayi Daki Rashana. Amar Rav Rami Baruch Shalala. Shema Yisrael Chot Levena Chato Salahem Kedora Mabul Chedora Flaga. So Avram Avinu, who, you know, knew the Dor HaFlaga personally, and the Dor HaMabul by, you know, extension, by story, So he said, what's, you know, Shema Yigrom HaChet, basically. Some of the love. Some of the funny Rebbeinu Shel Olam, tell me why. Why wouldn't it happen to them? Hodin Bamai Irashan. I'm like, Chalia, Glam Mishulashes, Vez Mishulashes, Ayel Mishulash, Vitor Vigozal. I'm the funny Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Tainach Zanash Vez Mignesh Kayim, Zmanshin Vez Mignesh Kayim, Matei Aleim. I'm like, Kvar Takanti Lam, Say their Kerbanus, Vizmanshin Karim Behem Lefanai. So what does this remind us of? Clearly the Gemara Menachos, right? That by saying the Korbanos, that already, and this is why some people are so makad, you'll see later on, that there's also a basis for this of saying Korbanos by Mincha, right? The Korban tezah keves echad tasev aboker, v'isa keves hasheni, tasev bin arbayim. So b'mayita ki yirashena, so b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim, yad the Korbanos. Bisman chain based on Mikdash Kayim, so you should say the Karbanos. Karbanos are very important to say. There's a famous article that Rav Shechter has about Karbanos are more important than Psukei Dezimra. So this is one of the primary makoros of the importance of Karbanos. There's a Nagadic component to this, but it says it right here. I'm not telling people not to say Psukei Dezimra, but I am telling people to say Karbanos. That's very important. So, bizmanchin bizamigdash kayim, mate aleim, kvarta kanti lehem seder karbanos, bizmancha karin bahen, mali aleim, kilo hikrivim lefanev, animocha lehem alkovanusayim. So, tana rabbanan, anche mishra, you mispalin or karban alchayim, she is kabel beratzon, vanche maiman, miskantin lebezeknesis, viochin dala tanios, sheni shlishi revivi chamishi bishabis, sheni al yorde hayam, obviously, the second day is that's when Yirakiya Besochamayim, Shlishi al Hoche Midbaros, that's when we had the Yabasha, Berevi al Askara Shalotipol al Tinokos, Bechamishi al Ubros Umeniko. So Ubros Shalayapil Umeniko, Shianiko is Bnehem, right? There shouldn't be problems of lactation. Uvarev Shabbos, Layamisandim, Bibne Kavada Shabbos, shouldn't go into Shabbos that they're starving. Kalvachomer b'Shabbos Atzma. We talked in the Gemara and Brachos about the only time she have a tainus on Shabbos, with tainus chalom, korin lo gzardino, shol shevim shana becha b'Shabbos, my time below. So here the Gemara was a little bit vexed, to be candid. I'm Rav Yochanan mibnei hanotzrim. Okay. That's an interesting answer, because, you know, Svara Rishona is to fast on their holiday, wouldn't necessarily make it seem more important, but you could say, okay. So, you know. Yeah, that, I guess, could be debated. Rashi says, "Shosin oso yamtiv shalahem." So you would think that dafka fasting on it might have been okay. So probably that's what the other Amoraim thought. It's not such a good answer. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Amar Mishahu Shlishi liYitzira. We have a tradition that Adam was created on Erev Shabbos, so that would be the third day. Vayu bayom Shlishi biyosam koavim. There's a danger. Reish Lakish Amar Rabbi Nei Neshama Yisera. Damar Reish Lakish Neshama Yisera Nisna Bo Adam Erev Shabbos. We say Shabbos Nosin Losam Imenu. Shenemar Shabbos Vayinafash Kevin She Shabbos Vayu of the Nefesh. So the idea seems to be, it's like, you know, if you're losing the neshama yaseira, so you don't want to put the person, the patient, into shock. So that's why you give the person the besamim on Motzai Shabbos, not Motzai Yom Tov, but Motzai Shabbos, and you don't want the person to fast, because it would be like a shock to the system. This is part of the svara of the Malava Malka also. Okay, so it's... Vayom Arishon Breishis Vayikir Tana Breishis Bishnayim. It's five Pesukim Yirakia Be'echad Bishlam Yirakia Be'echad Tlasa Pesukim Havi. That's obvious. So the Breishis Bishnayim is Chamisha Pesukim Havion Hakori Betola Yivchos Mishlosh Pesukim. So Rav Amar, you have the same discussion in the Gemara and Megillah Doleg Ushmul Amar Posek. Ilan, in your day, was this taught in 6th grade in Ramaz? No? Okay. I once had a student who was, when I was a rabbinic intern, he's in college by now, but he was a 6th grader in Ramaz. When did he learn Megillah in Ramaz? They didn't. Okay, so I taught him this Gemara. I remember he was good at math, so he took very quickly to this Gemara. So this Gemara also appears in Masechta Megillah. So you have the famous machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What do you do with the five psukim? How do you divide it up between two people? So they both have their own issues. They both are interesting suggestions. So chamisha psukim, what do you do? So Rav Amar, so Rav basically says what we end up doing on fast days, on Rosh Chodesh, excuse me. So we repeat that pasuk. So that's what he would suggest. So the first guy reads three, and the second guy reads three. You just repeat a pasuk. It's not so terrible. And Shmuel says you divide the pasuk into two. You split the baby. So Rav Amar Dolig my time below Amar Posek Hazar Kol Pasukim Lo Pasukim Avshar Rabbeinu Anan Lo Pasukinan Le. We can split pasukim. Shmuel Amar Posek Mi Pasukin Amar Michanina Kra. Where you are allowed to break up psukim, and this is very important, you have to do it this way, is when you're teaching young children who don't know what words mean, so you should read a pasuk. You can't say the whole pasuk, you'll never learn what the word means. So you break up the pasuk, and you say, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. What does it mean? Hashem said to Moshe. By the way, we used to learn that way. I know you guys weren't taught anything by rote, but they used to teach us, and we used to have to write down Vayomer, and he said, Vayomer, and he said. It wasn't torture. We didn't know any different. We didn't know we were being tortured. It was only the Mafreya with you guys that we learned that we had been tortured. Nobody realized it at the time. So that's the question. If you don't even know you're being tortured, is it really torture? Okay. So that's how they taught from time immemorial. And then they started teaching you guys, you know, I don't know, whatever they call it, sight recognition, word recognition. Don't teach them to actually how to pronounce the syllables. Just, you know, sort of teach them random assortment of words. I think they retracted that pretty quickly, but there was a time period there where they thought they had reinvented the wheel. As usual, it was not the case. So, Latinoko Shalbeis Rabban, Holy Islamid Asuyin, Shmuel Ha, sometime at Maim, Mishum Dibla Afshar. So, had they known this Gemara, they wouldn't have tried it. So, Shmuel says, because there's no other way to teach people how to read, of course you have to break up Sukkim, of course you have to break it down word by word, syllable by syllable, Nikud by Nikud. You have to learn how to pronounce things properly. And they have to learn how to pronounce words properly. So, the principle of Kol Pasuk, the Lopaski Moshe Rabbeinu and the Lopaskinan is not relevant in a chinuch context when you're dealing with Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. So Shmuel says, and a chanami, so here too, I have to split the pasuk in the middle because I have to have each of them read at least, if not three whole psukim, parts of three psukim. So he says, Hachanami lo afshar, Shmuel amar posik, my time alomar doleg, zera mishumach nichnasen, zera mishumach yotzen. So he says, what we know is what's going to happen. The first guy is going to read three psukim. So then somebody's going to walk out and he's going to go to the Kiddush Club. This is before the OU banned him. So he's going to go to the Kiddush Club and he's going to say to the guy, you know, there's only two psukim left in this section of the Chumash. They're going to read less than three psukim. Now it would be better if he stayed in shul. Then he realized that they actually aren't going to read just two psukim. That's the reason they had to get rid of the Kiddush Club, Mishum HaYotzin, that they shouldn't have such a svara. There could have been other reasons too, but this was, I think, the primary reason that they did away with it. But there are yotzin, there are people that leave in the middle. And if they're going to leave in the middle and there are only two psukim left in that section of Breishis Bara Elokim, they're going to say, what's going on here? I thought an aliyah had to be three psukim. Good thing we're heading for the exits. I wouldn't want to be part of this club anyway. So Shmuel says, I'm very concerned about the yotzin. Okay. We don't have the yotzin anymore. You guys probably don't even remember it, but kachava. Those were the days. The Haftorah and the Rabbi's sermon. They were outside. Meisfe. Parasha shel shisha psukim karin osa b'shnayim. That's easy. Three and three. V'shel chamisha psukim b'yochid. V'marishon kori shlosha sheni kori shnayim. Miparasha zo v'achar miparasha acharis. Oh, not like Rav and not like Shmuel. You go into the next parasha. V'yeshom shlosha l'vishen maschil miparasha pachos mishosha psukim. So Rav has a kash, Lamanda Raposek Livsok, so shiny hossam, so you say over there, the Islay Ravacha. At least in that situation, that option existed. In the context of the Mamados, so because they wanted to keep it germane to the day, so those options did not exist in a natural state. Okay. So Parashah Gedolah Karin Osad Vishnayim Bishachris Musad Mincha Karin Alpiyat. So by the way, Chikamar. B'shachris, if Masad Karin Osa B'sefer, they use a sefer Torah of a mincha, Karin Osa Alpeh, Ki Karin Eshema, Dilma Hachik Tani B'shachris, Karin Osa B'sefer, Masad V'mincha, Karin Osa Alpeh, Ki Karin Eshema, Tashma Tani B'shachris, Masad Nichnas, and the Beis HaKnesses, V'Karin Kederech, Shekarin Kol Hashana, Shachris and Musaf, they use a regular sefer Torah, it's not so much to say. So if it's the first day, to say Bracious and Yehi Rakia, people know the first 9 psukim of the Chumash by heart, or the first 8 psukim of the Chumash by heart, they can do this. Rabbi Yossi, v'chiyas yachid, yachid likros devrei Torah alpeh b'tzibur. You're not typically not allowed to do that. Dvarim shevichsav, yetai rashi lamran alpeh, alakulan nechnasin v'korin osa alpeh, kekorin Eshema. So it wouldn't be appropriate for the Yachid to do, but everybody can do it together. Okay, everybody can sit there and say it, say these psukim together. You do not have to take out the Sefer Torah by Mincha. Okay, so that's the way that they used to have the Ma'amado. So just a few important takeaways. Again, be a paskin like Rav. It's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. It's not dinei mamano, so be paskin like Rav. Basically, we are doleg. That's the way that we tend to handle these kinds of situations. We had a question about ikar shira b'peh versus ikar shira b'chli. That's a machlokas here in the Gemara. So that's another important issue to keep in mind, what the fundamental issue of shira is, and that the recitation of korbanos takes place in the absence of primarily the Karban Tamid. So there is a very strong basis that the minhag that some have of saying, if you have a few extra minutes of saying Karbanos by Musaf, might be a good idea, at least the Parsha Satamid, if nothing else, because the Gemara gives a very big shout out to saying that section of the Torah, because Vama'eda ki irashena. So if you don't have the karban, it probably is a good idea to say that section of the Chumash and take a... And it's also another way, if you think about it, you know, Ashrei probably covers this, that's what Tosos thinks, but based on the Gemara in the 5th Perek, you know, Ein non li yispalo lo mitoch kovid rosh, lo mitoch dvar halacha, mitoch, you know, divrei Torah, so you'd also fulfill that. If you can show up 60 seconds early and recite the Parshas HaTamid, it'd probably be the best way of handling it. And then again, just a fourth point to remind yourselves, especially when you guys have young children. So the proper way to learn the Chumash with them is not to just, you know, breeze through all the psukim and explain the general idea. But like Shmuel says here, it's Iafshar b'inyan acher. The way to do it is you have to break up the psukim and explain what the words mean so that they can develop the skills. I was just remembering as I was learning this daf with you, we used to have what we called the machberet. And it would have, let's say, perek yud beis of Bracious, whatever, you know. And it would have pasuk aleph. And pasuk aleph, like, you'd have lines. So it would, like, you know, have this text. And then you have to write underneath it what it means in English, you know, or in Ivrit Kala, or whatever the case may be. And you'd turn it in for homework. And they'd grade it. And then there were questions, you know, in the machberet on the basic, I don't know, it's a broken up, exactly like the Gemara says. So you just have to break it up and make sure that they understand what does that word mean. We have a famous story in our family.